because Gary Tobbs was in the New York Times again. This time he wrote about sugar. He talks a lot about Dr. Robert Lustig's A Bitter Truth talk, which has been seen by millions of people now, or at least has been viewed millions of times.
Including both of us, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a great talk and influential on my own thought system. Tob says, quote, if Lustig is right, then our excessive consumption of sugar is the primary reason that the numbers of obese and diabetic Americans have skyrocketed in the past 30 years. But this argument implies more than that. If Lustig is right, it would mean that sugar is also the likely dietary cause of several other chronic ailments, widely considered to be diseases of Western lifestyle, heart disease, hypertension, and many common cancers among them. End quote. It's a really tight article. The link's in the show notes. A must read to just brush up on the latest in the sugar argument. What did you make of the article, Jay?
Well, I thought it was very well written and a good presentation of what Lustig had.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's always fascinated me about sugar, and particularly about fructose, which is specifically what Lustig's lecture is about. It's not so
exactly
about sugar.
That's
general,
true. That's true.
Fructose is, it's kind of a trick that plants evolved to get us to eat them, because, you know, pretty much everything has glucose in it, because that's what cellular respiration runs on. You know, everything, life runs on glucose. Fructose is almost like glucose, but it's a lot sweeter. And as Lustig points out in the video, our body does not process it like glucose, where we break it down and it either gets stored as fat or, you know, remains in our bloodstream to be burnt for energy or, you know, whatever.
Correct.
Fructose immediately gets sucked right into the liver and removed from the bloodstream and turned into either glucose or fat, as far as I understand it. So it's basically treated pretty much like a toxin by the liver. And I'm guessing there's a good reason for that.
Yeah, exactly.
if our liver immediately removes it from the bloodstream, odds are pretty good there's a reason for that.
Yeah, what other substances does liver do that with? I'm sure toxins.
Pretty much. I mean, if it goes into your liver immediately and doesn't come out, that's a good sign that your body doesn't want it around, because that's pretty much the function of the liver. It's to put things into the bloodstream that should be there and take things out of the bloodstream that shouldn't be there.
Right.
So, with fructose, clearly your liver treats it as something that isn't supposed to be around. It immediately sucks it out of the bloodstream and converts it to something else.
So that then leads to the question, what are your thoughts on fruit?
My thoughts on fruit are, I don't eat a lot of it personally. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be sort of opinion-y, mm-hmm. which is fine, because it's just what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, because fruits have been bred to be such gigantic sugar bombs these days, because, well, that makes them, you know, they're sweeter and we like them that way. But there's not a lot of evidence to me that eating a whole bunch of apples, or God forbid, apple juice, is much different than, you know, chugging a Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
In limited amounts, and clearly our bodies are able to process fructose in limited amounts, and especially if you're, and my big thing is especially eating them along with a meal. Don't eat fruit or anything else as a snack. Eat it as a dessert or along with your meal.
Mm-hmm.
Then the absorption is slowed down. The whatever is going to be in your bloodstream is coming in at a slow rate that your liver is perfectly happy to deal with, and that's great. Yeah, but for me, again, it goes back down to, you know, that whole snack food thing, the facade, pulling the tasty part out from the part that had the nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if you're consuming it in moderation along with the nutrients that come with it, and most likely you're eating it with a meal that'll slow the absorption, great, you're probably fine. But when you're chugging soda or eating candy or eating, you know, God forbid, the breakfast Danish,
right,
or any of these other things, yeah, it's pretty clear that there are some physiological mechanisms that, you know, get you in trouble real quickly with fatty liver and, you know, basically there's a sort of overarching theory here that your liver only has a certain capacity to do things.
Sure.
Yeah, and because, I mean, your liver does a lot, it has a lot of different tasks in your digestion, your metabolism, and everything else. Your liver's a busy, busy organ. It does a lot of stuff. And there's only so much it can do, And if you're constantly overloading it with fructose, that's a whole bunch of other things it can't do, in addition to, you know, building up a whole bunch of fat, because there's nothing else it can do with the fructose. So yeah, it's like you want to be nice to your liver. You don't want to overload your liver all the time, whether that's with eating, you know, gigantic pathological amounts of protein, so it's always, you know, stuck in gluconeogenesis, or whether that's overloading with fructose, so it's, you know, stuck trying to get it the hell out of your bloodstream, or all the other things that you can make your liver work to, you know, work way too hard to do. Be nice to your liver. Your liver's very important.
There you go. The article's called "Is Sugar Toxic?" It appears in the New York Times magazine article, or magazine section. Thank you, Jay, for sticking around for the news. Let's head over to the Paleo Village.